Welcome to the ULM Forum. I'm Jay Curtis. The West Ouachita Senior Center recently became the first in Louisiana to earn a prestigious national accreditation with help and guidance from the University of Louisiana at Monroe faculty and continued support from ULM students. Dr. Karen Capera-Fry is the interim head of Department of Gerontology, Sociology, and Political Science. She was deeply involved in the accreditation process and joins us now to talk about it. What does the accreditation for the West Ouachita Center really mean for the center and really for the area?
Well, it's an amazing thing. It is the only accredited senior center site in the state of Louisiana, one of the few in the Southeast U.S. region. They are in the top 2% of the nation becoming accredited just recently. But what was most amazing about that is it opens up doors for funding and other possibilities. They're now recognized as a center for excellence. What you'll see is that their programming has met rigorous standards. The center attendees, the senior citizens, were interviewed. I headed up an evaluation team. We had to do assessments on satisfaction, what programs are provided, what classes are provided. It has opened up lots of doors in terms of funding is the biggest thing, but also recognition that's well-deserved. I mean, they've been in existence. Miss Jeanette Ellington is the director, and she's an alum, by the way, of ULM, and she has been in that director position over 16 years. So we're very excited.
Quite a bit of work going into this in the neighborhood of there are 9 different areas that all are part of that accreditation. Tell us about some of what went into that.
Wow. Well, it's interesting that they said this was the only application. Remember, this is a 201st senior center to become accredited. Washington, D.C., National Council on Aging, indicated this was the only application that it actually took a dolly, a moving dolly, like a wheelbarrow size, to haul all of our binders full of information and data and evidence supporting the excellence of the center up to the 6th floor where they needed to take it. They've adopted some of our business continuity plan, our emergency disaster our relief plans, et cetera, and some of our documents for other upcoming applicants to use and model their application after. So we were kind of flattered by that. It was a very long, arduous process, 9 standards, everything from facility and operations to personnel. We had to have satisfaction surveys, thousands of data points. I mean, this was a big deal. And when they came in, the site visitor, Miss Williams from New Hampshire, she came in and it was days of talking to the board of directors. I'm also on the board of directors and, you know, interviewing the senior attendees and everybody. It was quite a process. So it's not just paper and sending in binders. It's also the site visit and having them talk to personnel and everything else. But you really had to have every penny accounted for, what your funding streams were, how you spent it. We had to show the site visitors where the money went physically in the building. They interviewed the staff independently. You had to have job descriptions for every volunteer on site. It was very rigorous.
Not like one of your descriptions you were quoted as saying is that it's run, you had to prove that this center was run like a major corporation.
Right. And, you know, having things like many corporations today don't even have a business continuity plan. What to do if your power goes out? What is going to be the next steps or series of events? And you had to lay out everything. And us being in a very hurricane-prone area or potential disaster area, we had to really spell out everything from high winds to hurricane to freezing rain to everything, just everything. And also they received some additional money to become a relief site for emergency disaster preparedness, designated site, if you will. So that also helped, I think, the application because many of the centers do not have that.
A lot of that construction going on over here the last several months. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about the team that put together all of this. You were the external evaluator.
Right.
But there were also other people from ULM and without ULM who worked on this application process.
Right. Dr. Marty Stephenson is a retired faculty from here, professor. He is a chair of our board of directors at WOSC. Was instrumental in, you know, meeting, had the board meetings coordinated with the site visits. That occurred. We had Dr. Paula Griswold. She and her student handily put lots of hours into reviewing things such as all the documents that had to be there, the action step plans, the job descriptions, the volunteer postings, all the things that had to to be proofread and edited. Her student spent hours doing that and really was a good writer and contributed quite a bit to the application. So Dr. Griswold was instrumental in being in the evaluation team, coming to the meetings, giving their input. We did a SWOT analysis, looking at strengths and weaknesses, opportunities and threats. She was part of that group. We met often, lots. And let me just say more than lots, quite often, for months. And also Dr. Claudia Owens, who is a retired faculty member here from ULM as well. And she did a lot of the technical presentation assistance in terms of these documents. We had to have them, I mean, it had to look like an advertising marketing plan as well. So she was instrumental in the technical kind of advisement at that, but also in the evaluation aspect. So we had a whole team. We had people from all different professions involved in the evaluation team itself, and then we had advisory council, which is made up mainly of the senior center attendees. And so they were getting together what their thoughts were and satisfaction with the kinds of classes and programming the center offered. It was a lot of team players, and it was a huge effort. It really was.
What will this accreditation allow the West Ouachita Senior Center to do? How will it better be able to serve the community through this accreditation?
Well, they are a United Way sponsored entity, as well as they get many donations from community partners they have, such as Entergy and Kilpatrick Funeral Home and others. But I think that what this does is it allows WOSC, and I work with them on the board on this, to be more competitive federally. Because, you know, when you start saying we're not just any senior center in Alabama, for instance, that's not accredited, it designates you've been through your evidence-based practice, in a sense, and that's a big deal in the research right now. So what you have is you have evidence and data to support that you are a center of excellence, not just an operation like any other. And what that does when dollars are tight at the federal level is kind of they start looking for what indicators do we have that somebody rises above, somebody stands out, and this is going to be one of those situations. So it'll put us in good shape. We do a lot of computer instruction with the seniors and other types of classes. We want to expand that. Something called Cyber Seniors is a program that they've done in Maine, where you actually, many of the seniors want to get more savvy with email and other things because of many live on fixed incomes. So it's very hard to afford a phone line or a house phone, and they want to keep in contact with their family members. With their grandchildren now and technologically wired, they need to get with the program. So we're going to probably try to expand and offer different classes, et cetera, and different kind of health practices like a virtual exercise room and some other things. But we need money for that. So we're going to compete for some grants on that.
And we look forward to seeing the opening, hopefully in a few weeks, of the new center to become a hurricane evacuation center as well. Dr. Karen Capera-Fry is the interim head of the Department of Gerontology, Sociology, and Political Science here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. She served as the external evaluator for an accreditation team for the West Ouachita Senior Center. Karen, thanks so much for coming today.
Thank you for having me.